We're missing one council member, but I think we will. Is he? Oh, okay, good. I think we will get started. Council, come to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Here. And could you read the item, please?
Item 202, transmit the Revenue Bureau report regarding Broadway cab appeal of the Private for Hire Transportation Board decision of December 12, 2012, regarding fleet expansion request from existing taxi companies.
Okay, first, this is a quasi-judicial hearing. Broadway cab is appealing the Private for Hire Transportation Board's December 12, 2012 decision denying fleet expansion. And first, we have to ask council members if there's anyone who has a conflict of interest or ex parte communication to declare. Hearing none, there are none. The process is going to be that the Revenue Bureau staff is going to present the case outlining the board's decision, give the council an opportunity to ask the Revenue Bureau staff any questions. Then Broadway Cab will be able to put on their appeal case, and we can call people that are interested in testifying in support or opposition to that appeal. So first, let's have the staff presentation.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Novick, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Saltzman. I am Kathleen Butler, the Regulatory Division Manager at the Revenue Bureau, and I'm here today with Frank Dufay, the Private for Hire Transportation Administrator. Carla is going to hand out to you a bullet-pointed summary of the reports that we sent over on February 21st related to this appeal. I would like to ask that all the reports be accepted into the record as exhibits. Our memorandum, our report on the appeal of February 21st, plus the recommendations for taxi industry reform, the Private for Hire Transportation Board and Revenue Bureau approved recommendations for permits, and the taxi driver labor market study, all included in that packet. Okay. As well as the summary we're giving out today and the chart we're giving out that shows the comparative number of taxi permits per capita at comparable cities. All those items we would hope could be made part of the record.
Okay, they are. Thank you.
I'm going to give a summary of the process that was used to arrive at the recommendations for permits. And I'm going to make it fairly brief so that the others who have come to speak today have an opportunity. But we're certainly happy to answer any questions in any of the broad topics related to the taxi industry in Portland. This group of permits that we took action on December 12th at the board, these requests were originally submitted by the taxi companies in April of 2011. At that time, there were a number of issues identified related to taxi driver working conditions and economic conditions. And the Revenue Bureau and the board embarked on an investigative process of those conditions. And in January of 2012, we issued the taxi driver labor market study. That study looked at how the caps on permits and the methods by which the city issues permits to taxi companies impacts customer service as well as taxi driver working conditions. We, subsequent to the January 2012 release of that report, we had a series of meetings at the Private for Hire Transportation Board throughout 2012 where we explored specific topics addressed in the report. And that included a series of six topical workshops that were very interactive with taxi drivers, very well attended, where specific topics from the taxi driver labor market study were explored. During all of these conversations, the Revenue Bureau goal of issuing additional taxi permits, particularly potentially to a driver-owned company and to the smaller taxi companies who have trouble keeping up with the demands in the industry with their small number of permits. That was put out there on the table throughout this entire process. And then we took all the standards listed in city code as criteria for reviewing the need for permits, and we did a statistical analysis of the demand. That statistical analysis was subsequently audited independently by the audit staff at the City of Portland Revenue Bureau. They did actually two audits so that they could be sure that our statistical analysis was correct and did in fact indicate a need for additional taxi permits. We issued our recommendations on September 26, 2012, to the Private for Hire Transportation Board, and the board chose not to vote on those recommendations until October 10th, specifically to give people time to respond to the recommendations for new permits and to meet code requirements for a 10-day period in between the recommendations and the vote. The board took their vote. I just want to make sure I give you the motion to issue the permits as recommended by the Revenue Bureau carried on a vote of 9 in favor to 1 opposed, with 2 abstentions and 1 person absent on that date. Even though the board has authority to issue taxi vehicle permits to existing companies, being that the city council at that time was going to consider the new company permits on November 7th, at the request of Commissioner Saltzman and also just thinking it was best to keep it all in one package, we held off actually issuing permits to the existing companies until council made a decision on November 7th about the entire package. At that time, the new company was approved on November 7th, and the entire package came back to the board on December 12th for them to take another vote on the existing taxi company permits. They did so and again voted to approve our recommendations. The motion carried on a vote of 7 in favor to 2 opposed, with 1 abstention and 3 board members absent. So I think what I just want to emphasize is that the recommendations were the result of a very long and open process, and the substantial margin at the Private for Hire Board indicates that very many segments of the industry and representatives with an interest, the tourism industry, TriMet, they were all involved in the development of these recommendations, and they concurred with them.
Thanks, Kathleen. Frank, anything to add at this point? Or?
Frank DeFay, Regulatory Division. I would just add that we did an awful lot of research over a long period of time, and it's really important to understand that. This wasn't sort of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants decision. The other thing to understand is we have not issued new permits for a long time. We're not looking at 2004, 2005. We're looking 1998. That's a long time. There's been a lot of growth in the city, a lot of need for improved infrastructure, and that includes the taxi industry.
Thanks. Questions for staff?
Just ask one question. Why wasn't Broadway Cab awarded more permits?
There were two major issues related to the Broadway Cab permits. The standard that's in code and that the board has adopted asks that the companies provide evidence that their particular company needs additional permits. And there was no evidence given to us. The burden is on the company to bring forward that information, and we did not receive it. But the second and perhaps more significant issue is that Broadway is now operating approximately 1,000 specially assisted transportation vehicles. There are conditions that were put into place when the taxi companies back in 2000 were given the ability to operate those special kind of vehicle permits, because prior to that, you had to be an SAT company exclusively to do that, and a taxi company couldn't do it. When that authority was given to several taxi companies in 2000, there were conditions put on that, and the conditions were specifically designed by the board and by council at that time to make sure that those vehicles were not used as taxis, and there were a number of reasons for that. What's happened over the years is that that number has gone up from the approved 40 in 2002, very recently up to 100. And there are a lot of issues that, complaints that have come to us about those vehicles being used as taxis. And we have also noted that they're being used in violation of some of the conditions upon which they were issued. They do have meters in them, for example. What our approach has been has been...
They're not supposed to have meters.
That is correct. It's prohibited in code, yes. And so our approach has been to work with TriMet and Broadway to, and now with the entire board and with a subcommittee that's working on that issue, to try and figure out whether, in fact, the rules should be changed so that taxi companies can operate SAT vehicles with meters in them, and or whether some other solution should be designed, which might include changing the current SAT permits that Broadway holds over to taxi permits. And so we're anticipating that that issue will be resolved fairly quickly, probably within the next 30 to 60 days. We've already started the committee work, and it was our thought that no decision should be made on Broadway's request until that issue was resolved.
And just to refresh my memory, so specially assisted transportation vehicles are vehicles that are dedicated to serving contracts, like with OHSU and...
TriMet is the main...
That's TriMet. Okay, so
yeah, it's mainly TriMet.
Okay.
Other questions? I'm sure we'll have more later on, but thank you. So the next step of the process, I believe, is we're going to allow Broadway Cab to put on their appeal case, and then we have some invited speakers from the city bureaus, and then we'll have public testimony after that. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is Stephen Cafuri. I represent Broadway Cab. Broadway is appealing the Private For-Hire Transportation Board's December 12th decision to issue 38 permits to Radio Cab, 11 to Green Cab, and 4 to Portland Taxi. Broadway is challenging the decision to increase permits to other companies because it is not supported by substantial evidence, because faulty logic led to flawed conclusions, because the Bureau and Board failed to follow the established process to determine whether additional demand exists, and because an inadequate process deprives stakeholders of adequate notice and an opportunity to meaningfully respond. I have written testimony, which I've submitted. I will not read through this in the interest of time. I did want to bring particular attention to a couple of appendices in here. There's an appendix, a letter from Dr. Ray Mundy, who is a national expert on taxis. And I want to emphasize that Broadway did not pay for this letter. We did not hire him. This is written on his own. And he has not only written a long, thorough explanation of what went wrong in this process, the faulty logic and the faulty process that we have. We also have a study of other cities, comparison of other cities analysis, and finally, a statement from the Port of Portland saying we have enough taxis right now. Why are we here today, Mr. Mayor? Until last fall, 9/26, the city gave no indication that the process was moving towards increasing taxi permits, despite many, many hearings, and you've just heard about the many hearings that were held about the taxis. But those hearings were aimed at the issue of taxi drivers and their conditions and how much money they were making. They were great opportunities for many, many taxi companies to come and talk to the board and staff. There was no opportunity specifically designed for taxi companies to come and talk about the issue. There was never time set apart for us, and we were never asked to come. Then suddenly, without our input, a decision was made to increase the number of permits, and we think without any rational process. What should have happened, in our view, is that there should have been a determination about whether the present supply of permits is adequate based on a study. And I heard just now that there was a study made. We've never seen this study. I have no idea what was being mentioned just a few minutes ago. All we heard was anecdotes. Secondly, if there was a determination that there was an increased demand necessary, then there should have been an analysis of present utilization to see if that demand could be met by changing the utilization of existing permits. That was never done. Thirdly, if there was a demand that was found and they decided there was a need for additional permits, there should have been established an equitable, rational, transparent process for allocating those permits. That did not happen. There are only two potential reasons for increasing the number of permits. The first is a finding that the present supply does not meet existing demand. Or second, a guess that future demand will rise if supply increases. City staff advocated both of these positions, but without any evidence of either one. Let's take the first one, present supply. You have a statement at the back here about PDX and their limitation on the number of taxis. They do not see a need for more taxis. In fact, they've been limiting the number of taxis that come out there. And this, as you know, is one of the major destinations for taxis in the city of Portland. Their conclusion is that the present supply is just fine. Secondly, there were a number of anecdotes given about long waiting times for individuals in individual cases. However, this was not backed up by any analysis of existing usage. The city, for example, never contacted Broadway Cab to request our data, which we have, to say, can you tell us over the last year how many people had to wait how long between dispatch and arrival of the taxis? We have that information. We were never asked. To our knowledge, nobody else was asked either. A radio cab provided 1 month out of the whole year. They were asked for the information. So I think what we're seeing here is a decision based on speculation and anecdotes. To take the second one, the second concept that if we build it, they will come. This is totally based on guesswork. In fact, the industry analysis, as you'll see in here, shows that historically, increasing supply of taxis does not increase the demand for those taxis. And there's a rationale and a study of specific instances why and where this happened. Lastly, once a decision was made that they're going to give out additional permits, it was not based on the number that was needed. No determination was said, we need 30 new permits, we need 40 new permits, we need 50 new permits. That number was never determined as a number based on any study. What happened was the staff asked the different companies, do you want some more permits? And different companies responded differently. Yeah, we'd like this many. Yeah, we'd like that many. And they were given on the basis of that request. You can see our detailed analysis of the problems on that on page 5 of our report. I won't go into it in front of you now. In summary, who is harmed by this decision? Why should the City Council reverse the staff decision and the board decision to expand the number of taxis? The Transportation Board's own report, although we found it flawed in many specifics and sent a copy to you of our findings, that report included the drivers are not making enough money. We agree with that conclusion. The drivers are not making enough money. However, this decision to increase the number of taxis, increasing the supply without any increase in demand is going to make that situation worse. This is a simple mathematical, simple basic economics 101. If you add more permits and they have a stable demand, you're going to have smaller income for drivers.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Ray Miles with Broadway Cab. I'm really nervous, so just bear with me. I do want to respond to a few things that the city commented on before I get into my written comments. One is, and I will say this whole process has had issues of communication, lack of understanding, I think probably on both sides, but I'm not aware at any point in this process that company size or structure was a stated goal or a stated outcome. To my knowledge, we started 2 years ago and worked until the end of last year to improve driver conditions. It was a long process, but it was very rushed at the end. They spent, of the 104 weeks that we were at this, 102 of them were spent gathering data. There was not really any problem, any time spent either validating that data or problem solving in a community format or in a public format.
And that data, I think she's referring to, has to do with data about drivers, not data about taxis.
Okay.
Yes. And it was a lot of anecdotal information, honestly, but none of it that I'm aware of was actually validated. So up until the last 2 weeks, we had no idea where the process was headed. But in the last 2 weeks, the staff recommendation was issued. It was voted on 2 weeks later, and that was the end of the process. So it was lengthy, and I get why everybody's kind of burnt out, and yet I'm not sure we're to a good place yet. And just quickly to respond to the issue of our SATs, initially one of the conditions was that we not have meters in them. TriMet immediately kind of demanded them. They're an integral part of our dispatching system. We have operated since 2000 with them. Since we got SAT meters or SAT permits, we've had meters in them, and the city has been well aware of this. We believe the issue was resolved in the 2009 code rewrite, and it wasn't, apparently. We still believe it was, but there are different interpretations of that language, and it was not addressed. So we are working actively with the city. We don't want to be out of compliance, and there has not been one documented instance of us violating our ethical commitment to the city with those. We are not providing taxi cab service with those vehicles within the city of Portland. We're not. And there is not one documented instance proving that we are.
Did you say TriMet required you to put the meters in?
They are because it electronically collects data. It basically confirms what time the vehicle arrived at the location, what time they turned on the meter or started charging TriMet, what time they dropped off, and what the GPS location at all those time points was. So it provides good and valuable data.
Does your contract with TriMet, I mean, do those vehicles operate on a mile and distance basis, or is it a flat fee? In other words, I understand the meters are collecting data about when you pick somebody up and when they reach their destination, but are you billing TriMet based on that information as well?
So we have two big contracts with TriMet, one for medical transportation, which they run for the state of Oregon, and one for backup transportation to their Lyft program. And one of them does not run on metered rates. The Lyft contract does. The contract itself is tied to the city of Portland's approved meter rates.
So you bill them, trips cost different amounts based on their length then?
Right. So in one instance, we bill the actual meter amount, and in the other instance, we bill the actual mileage that was captured by the meter.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, okay. We interrupted your train of thought there.
No,
Keep going, please.
I know it seems like we were just here on this same issue, but to my perspective at least, that was a different but related issue. I believe this process started with the very best of intentions, and I admit I was initially defensive, but eventually I embraced the notion and actively participated in working with the city to improve the working conditions of drivers. And for most of this process, I believed we were working in the same direction. I went through the minutes from the past meetings, and in March 30th, in the minutes, city staff said it's very difficult to approve any additional taxi permits at this time. This is due to the current economic climate, results of the demand study, and driver feedback. Later in 2011, in July 2011, city staff reported a whole bunch of charts, and said that in 2007 there were over 14.5 million passengers through PDX. This number dropped in the following years. It came back up a little in 2010, but not enough to get back to 2007 levels. Staff also updated a chart that the consultant Soren Garber had done, and Mr. DeFay reported he looked to see whether or not the numbers had decreased or increased. He found that 2007 was the high point for employment and that the following years dropped. He also took it a step further and compared 8 sectors of employment instead of the 6 that the consultant recommended. And the graph indicates there has still been a dramatic decrease of employment and passengers since 2007. Business has not fully recovered. And even in January of last year, staff reported that both deregulation and issuance of additional permits to fill a need such as late night service has shown to have a negative impact on driver conditions. Then in July of 2012, they again said the question of whether or not more permits should be issued cannot be separated from these larger issues about how the permits are distributed and how the performance of each company is measured from 1 year to the next. We want to consider carefully the possible consequences of any changes we make, and whatever decisions we make can greatly influence someone's livelihood. Later, city staff would drop the years prior to 2008, meaning 2007, 2006, and the charts would show a growth trend. But even as late as July of 2012, they were reporting those earlier years before the economy had dropped so drastically in order to support additional permits. I was dismayed at the final recommendations from this process. Between the addition of new company, the addition of a new company and the issuance of these additional permits, the city will increase the supply of taxi cabs by almost 20%. This will equate to a 20% decrease in the income to most cab drivers in the city. The only other concrete change that has been made so far is to increase permitting costs to the industry, some by as much as 600%. So I thank you for hearing our appeal today. To be honest, the issuance of these additional permits will not hurt Broadway Cab. Our revenue comes from selling our services to drivers, and we believe our permits will remain full after this is increased, after the number of permits is increased. But it will hurt the individual drivers. It'll hurt the drivers at Broadway. It'll hurt the drivers at every other company. I'm here because I think the city started this process with the best of intentions, and this is truly the last hope of trying to preserve any of the earnings that the drivers stand to lose as a result of the decisions made. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions?
So, Kathleen Butler just a minute ago mentioned that the SAT issue of perhaps allowing you to use some of your SAT vehicles as, I guess, in-service taxi cabs is something that is under review. Would you be against that because that would undercut drivers if they said, okay, let's give you 40 more permits?
Well, the only...
Take 40 of your 100 and allow them to be in fare service cabs, I guess.
And convert them. I think if there is an even exchange, it doesn't stand to hurt drivers overall. It does give us the opportunity to put some of those vehicles out at night. They currently only operate during the day because that's the only time there really is substantial agency demand for business. So potentially a few of them could go out at night and help with bar service. But other than that, I don't think a one-to-one exchange should have a lot of effect on the drivers.
So I'm not sure what you mean by one-to-one exchange.
Meaning if we surrender one SAT permit and are given one taxi cab permit, I don't see that as a huge, I don't think that would greatly deteriorate cab driver earnings, no.
And then why didn't you ask for more permits when apparently it was widely known that there was an ask out there?
Radio
asked and Portland asked and Green Cab asked. So.
We did ask for more permits. As a matter of course, we always do, because Broadway tends to be a lightning rod for these issues, and I always want to make sure there's thorough, carefully transparent deliberation. Frankly, the city hasn't given out more permits since 1998 because there hasn't been need to, because the city flooded the market in 1998. It's taken this much time to recover. It had probably just recovered in about 2007 before the latest economic downturn. So, we'll probably be here in another 15 years saying we haven't given out permits since 2012 because we flooded the market.
So you did, just let me get this straight. So you did ask when the cattle call was out there, you did say we want some more permits too.
Yes.
And then the private for hire board, chose those other companies and not Broadway.
Well, it became clear through the process that the other companies had opportunities to provide information that we didn't. Radio Cab initially applied for 8 permits, but somehow their application was modified and they were granted 12. Some of the documentation that was in Portland Taxi's initial request, which included the fact that they were passing along trips to illegal operators, that documentation disappeared from their application when the final one was presented in late 2012. And frankly, if you do a qualitative review of Green Cab's application, what they presented shows they dispatch trips that are roughly equivalent to two calls per cab per shift. That's not enough to support their current level of taxi cabs, much less warrant any additional cabs, and yet they were given by far the largest fleet increase of about 25%.
My last question is, okay, so you just said a second ago, if we were to, not we, I guess it's the private for hire board, whatever, and the Revenue Bureau, were to say, take those SAT permits and make you on a parity with the number of permits we gave radio. So whatever, 43 or 38, take 38 out of your 100 SAT cabs, put those into revenue service, you're saying that would not hurt drivers. I believe that was in your opinion.
No, because those are vehicles already active during the day. It really is just a swapping out. It's taking one and adding another. I see these as kind of completely different
okay,
issues.
So
it's not
the second part of that question then is if the council were to say, and I'm not even sure we have the authority to say this, but if we were to tell the private for hire board, issue 38 additional permits to Broadway, would that hurt drivers?
It would if there weren't this attachment that these are intended to be replacement, they have to surrender 38 SAT permits. It would. Just net add is going to hurt. You know, it is going to hurt. Okay. Anytime you increase the denominator without increasing the numerator, it lowers the number, it lowers the ratio.
So I guess I'd like to thank you. And I'll ask Roland, you could probably think about this, but I don't know. Do we, the council, have the authority to ask the Revenue Bureau or the Private for Hire Board to take a particular decision on this SAT issue or to issue even to say them issue 38 more permits? Is that within our authority?
I will gladly kick that question over to Ken McGair, who's here.
Okay.
We do.
So we could do either option.
We can accept, we can reverse, we can remand,
modify,
or even remand, I suppose.
And we could even get into this SAT share split issue, which.
Benefit of doing that.
Yeah. So that would be a modification. Okay.
It is just okay. Even trade. We just don't oppose it.
I have some questions. Are there other questions here?
Ray, I did want to ask. You asked for an additional 30 permits. If that request had been granted, would that have hurt drivers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just want to clarify.
Can I answer that, Mr. Mayor? We have, I think Ray said, I want to repeat this and make it more clear. We have every 6 months there's requests. Opportunity. We put these requests in as a matter of course because we're in a competitive game.
So is that a form you fill out? What is that?
We typically send a letter, which the city has always accepted. There's also a form you can fill out, which other people choose to use.
Okay. I had some questions about data. A little confused. You were in a long data collection process working with the Bureau about driver earnings. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the city, after the city completed its initial study on what they believe drivers were earning, they went through this lengthy public testimony process where there were a half dozen meetings where drivers were allowed to come and testify. And one of the things that happened is there was all this anecdotal information thrown out, but never really any attempt at the end to go back and validate that anecdotal information or see if it was truly an instance, not a pattern of instances. And so we kind of feel like that may have been relied on too heavily, that the drivers that showed up, which was a minority, you know, it was throughout the whole time maybe 150 different drivers out of the 900 permitted in the city, that their testimony weighed against the sort of silence of the arena that, you know, didn't show up, didn't choose to come in and testify because they're out making a living.
Okay, and then, Stephen, you said you hadn't seen this January 2012 taxi driver labor market study?
Mr. Mayor, that's not the report. What I heard was, maybe I misheard, but I heard that there was a report that had gone to the audit committee, and it was a report on an analysis of demand.
All right, well that,
and I listened over to Ray. I said, what's the story on that? She says, I don't know. I never heard of it before.
All right, well, we'll have to get that clarified in terms of what information was available to the board and whether it was available to the public and the cab companies or not. We can get staff to respond to that later. I'm just trying to sort that out in terms of.
It may be semantics
okay.
that we just didn't understand.
Okay.
If it were a study having to do with drivers, we've seen that. If it were a study having to do with the need for more taxi cabs.
Okay. So a driver labor market, driver labor market research is one thing. Demand measurement is another. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, our understanding was that demand measurement came from things like looking at other cities. It was not based on talking to us, nor other taxi companies, nor driving around and looking at the different taxi stands and seeing, you know, are there taxis waiting there or not. We don't think there was any thorough documented analysis of what the need is, and they certainly didn't talk to the experts like Dr. Mundy.
Thank you. Other questions for Broadway Cab folks here?
Just one last. The attachment from the Port of Portland, is that from their testimony back in December, or is this a new letter from the port? I couldn't really tell.
That is from their testimony at one of the fall meetings, I think maybe like October.
I think it was September.
Okay. Or maybe September.
Okay, so that's their old testimony.
Yeah.
Okay.
And can I just make one last comment? I feel like I didn't address Commissioner Novick's question very well. And I just want to say, yes, we did put in our application. It is because Broadway's a lightning rod, and I wanted to ensure adequate debate, as always. That being said, I've always sort of believed we're all kind of out for the same thing in this. You know, we're kind of an industry that when we do well, the drivers do well. When the drivers do well, we do well. And I would just say I absolutely believe if anybody is Broadway is as deserving as any other company of additional permits. There aren't additional permits warranted, and they shouldn't be given out.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Now, I believe we have both Dante James from the Office of Equity and Anna Canwit making presentations. Want to give you the chance to do that now, and then we'll call up public testimony after that. Okay, then you're solo.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and City Council. I appreciate the chance to come and offer some comments for the second time. I was here once before the end of last year speaking on this issue, speaking most specifically on the process, not on my knowledge of any of the individual cab companies in this city, but purely on the process by which this was done and the review that was undertaken. And so at that time, I testified on behalf of the Bureau of Revenue's recommendations to City Council to accept the recommendations for the additional permits and licensing a new city cab company in this city. And I had been invited to come and have long conversations with the Bureau about how to look at this from an equity point of view, through an equity lens, if you will. The Revenue Bureau had conducted a long and comprehensive review, which you have before you now. And it was my testimony that equity was and should be a part of the equation for this review. And there was substantial previous testimony on the treatment and working conditions of the various cab drivers, lack of benefits, lack of paid time off, excessive costs of driving, repairing, or insuring the vehicles and operating their vehicles. And I had stated that the city has been in some ways complicit in the ill treatment of the drivers because of its restrictive history in the approval of additional permits or any new licenses for the city. And if owners and company owners cannot add permits or a new company cannot come into play, the companies have little choice but to add cost to the drivers in order to obtain a bigger bottom line, essentially. There was offered the argument of the reduced fare opportunities for other companies if new licenses or permits were approved and the impact that would have on the current drivers. And Denver was used as a comparison, and since I lived in Denver for quite some time, I was also asked to offer some thoughts on that. And there's a couple differences, Denver to Portland, certainly, in that in Denver you cannot flag a cab. You have to call a cab and wait for it to come for you. Whereas in Portland, you can flag a cab on the street, which I would suggest provides more opportunities for the use of the cabs. And secondly, In 2009, Denver granted a new license to a brand new company. It was comprised mostly of Ethiopian drivers who, after a four-year effort, received permission for their new taxi company. And the effort was made easier because of a change to state law that shifted the burden of proof from the requesting new company to have to prove that the current companies were insufficient to the current companies having to prove that licensing a new company would detrimentally impact the public interest. And I would suggest that that is the approach that this council could use in reviewing whether it will consider, how it considers this appeal. I think currently what you've heard is the burden is borne by the new companies and those requesting the license to demonstrate that there's no sufficient need. And I would suggest that's a hard burden to overcome. And looking at it and shifting the burden the way it was done in Denver in 2009 may lead you to different opportunities for review and positions. And also, well, and the company offered that was licensed in Denver in 2009 was the first time in 15 years, similar to Portland, that a new company had been authorized in Denver. And I had a brief opportunity to look at Broadway's submission and Dr. Mundy's report, and I can't really speak to most of it. But for in looking at the cities that Dr. Mundy reviewed for comparative purposes, it cites a study of Denver in 2008. 2009 is when state law changed and a new company was allowed. Therefore, I would suggest the study that was reviewed by Dr. Mundy for 2008 no longer applies. The rest I can't speak to, but I can certainly speak to it from that perspective. And it's been 15 years since a new company was licensed in this city. So there is that comparison to Denver. And interestingly enough, this current company that is the new license request, and as well as many of the permit requesters, and the last company authorized in this city was also African immigrant-owned company. The majority of the drivers here are African immigrants and or Russian-speaking. So I think there is some similarity in that process. The Private for Hire Board of Review obviously also recommended approval of the new company and the additional permits and voted twice, not just once, but voted twice, by almost a two-thirds majority to request or recommend approval of the licenses and the permits. Further, the new company and those getting permits were required to purchase additional vehicles that were wheelchair accessible. They have done so. They just can't yet put them on the street. So they've had some of these vehicles for almost 3 months, and they can't put them on the street and use them. So it's clearly a drain on this company based upon the fact that there's been a stay while this appeal was pending. So in conclusion, I mean, I don't want to take much of your time. The substantial testimony by the drivers addressed the difficult working conditions and costs. The testimony by Broadway was that there was essentially an insufficient research done in this regard, and I would suggest that the study that you have and the anecdotal evidence by the drivers and company owners belie that that testimony. So I believe that by any standard, it's been demonstrated there will be no harm to the appellant, to Broadway, with the granting of these licenses, and that maintaining the status quo, given all of these factors, will in effect be maintaining an inequitable system. And so I would certainly urge the council to deny the appeal and accept the recommendations of the Bureau and the Board in the additional permits and licensing this new company. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Questions for Dante? Thanks very much, Dante. Okay, now we're going to open it up for public testimony. I think we should organize it as people who are speaking in support of the appeal, unless they haven't signed up that way.
No, we only have one sign-up sheet, but I only have six people signed up.
Okay. Well, then we won't bother to sort it out that way then. Let's just take them in order, and we'll sort it out.
Okay. The first three are Roy J., Tesfe Alime, and Ed Trompke.
Good
Jay, I think you're on first.
Oh, I was allow him to go
defer.
First.
Defer, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. That's fine. Yeah. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you, Mayor Charlie Hales, Commissioner Amanda Fries, Commissioner Steve Novak, Commissioner Dan Salzman, Commissioner is not here, so Nick Fish. So my name is Tasfai Alame, and I am the managing member of Green Transportation Company, DBA, Green Cab, Green Shuttle, and Green Sat. I have worked hard to make Green Transportation Service, I'm sorry. Service the most efficient, honest, courteous, and safe company for the citizens of Portland. Green Transportation Company's existence has created a positive competitive environment by making more fair the way companies manage and control contract with drivers and improve customer service performance. As Mayor Hales, then City Commissioner, knows, Green Cab came into existence in the late 1990s. Against all odds, and both the company and its drivers think that you for your support for allowing, thank you for allowing the company to be created and to grow. Green Cab is the first taxi company that in the Portland metro area to have the taxi magic credit card processing machine in every taxi company. The machine allows the customers to process their own credit cards themselves and determine the tip amount at their fingertip. This has created an increase in driver's tips, which is a direct benefit to the drivers. Processing credit cards by an electronic card is also partly responsible for the reduction of the robberies of drivers and increase the safety of drivers. I have built the company the company service area to make sure all drivers in the Green Cab have enough calls to earn a good living, and a company does what is does best to serve the citizens of Portland metro area. Green Cab has expanded from providing taxi cab service to shuttle service and special assisted transportation. The number of calls and all the number of agency contracts have increased dramatically from the last 5 years to 6 years. In this way, Green provides jobs for its drivers and through good service and competitive competition provides better service to the public. I have requested 32 new taxi cabs to increase the Green taxi fleet to a total of 80, which will make the company more effective in covering its taxi cab calls for several years. Green has asked for more taxi cab permits continuously.
Time's up.
Continuously demanding for increased reports to the Revenue Bureau from time to time for the determination of the request. In 2012, the Revenue Bureau issued a positive recommendation for Green Cab to approve all 32 taxi cabs for Green Cab has requested. The final recommendation went to the Private Fire Transportation Board of Review, and after several days, delays on December 2012 request was approved. Based on the recommendation, the Private for Hire Board, I ordered the three brand new wheelchair vans bought another existing one. Plus, we purchased several vehicles that will be in service immediately. The fact of the matter is Broadway Cab has stopped the process by this appeal, and we have to come to you to get the process moving again. Green Cab has extra money. Green Cab does not have extra money that is floating around because of the delay in putting these new taxi cabs. It is not fair for business practice to stop small companies like Green and the driver from working. I want to say to you, Mayor and Council Chambers, that during the time of the process of consideration, the revenue staff has requested several documents that the revenue because wanted to determine the merit of the application for increase. Green Cab has provided all the needed support documents for request, all necessary financial documentation, and all information needed to show the increased demand for green cab, taxi cab. Green has contributed to positive and competition environment in the city of Portland. If you, the Mayor Charles Hales, remember the taxi cab service 20 years ago and compare it to the present taxi service, you'll pride yourself for permitting green cab in April of 1998. Today, I am here to say that the time that passed since the final decision day of the Profit for Hire Board has cost green cab and many drivers a lot of money for not using the vehicles purchased because of the appeal of Broadway. I request commissioners, mayor and commissioners to affirm the board decision for the 32 taxi cabs as the board has approved. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you. Please.
I was going to cede time to
you. Don't need to. That's okay. since this is an appeal and it's we're dealing with multiple companies, I wanted to give his company a chance to make their case. So.
Well, I'm Ed Trumpke, and I do represent Green Transportation, as I did in front of you 15 years ago. And just have a couple of points. The board did listen to the drivers, and that's been referred to here as anecdotes, but that's the sort of testimony that finders of fact listen to all the time. They made determinations of credibility that they believed those, at least some of the anecdotes, some of the testimony they heard, and that's a credibility finding that in a quasi-judicial procedure shouldn't be overturned on appeal by the board. By the council, the board did rely on it, and its credibility findings should be given great weight by the council here. And another issue that's been raised a couple of times by Broadway is the Port of Portland. Back in 1998 and every year since, the Port of Portland's been trying to get fewer cars there at the airport and more cars on the street. The code requires 24/7 coverage throughout the city. That's what Green's been tasked with doing, or one of the things that it was told it needed to do back in 1998. And that's what it's been trying to do, is to get 24/7 coverage throughout the city, equitably spread among all of the neighborhoods. So don't rely so much on what the port says. That's not the purpose here. It's the demand in the neighborhoods, the demand for transportation services. The city's building apartments with fewer and fewer parking spaces. When folks do need transportation, they need either public or private for hire transport. And the demand is there. Financial information hasn't been given by all of the transportation companies to the city in the kind of detail that Green has provided it. And nobody can really say what the drivers earn at this point in time. Findings of credibility are that they're getting by somehow. They're living, they're surviving. But the amount of information actually delivered to the city would show that that may not be the case. And that's because the money comes from several different sources. It comes from non-city licensed ride fares, from city licensed fares, from SAT, lots of sources, contracts that are flat rate fares that are set up between companies and the industries that need rides. So there's not enough information there for them to say no. People can't make it. They do, and there's a need. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Thanks very much.
Oh,
sorry, Roy.
Oh, that's okay. I was taking my cue from him. He's saying, go ahead.
You're so courteous that you were about to be courteous right away.
I'm courteous. I'm courteous.
Sorry.
Mayor Hales and commissioners, good afternoon. How are you? I came to also testify in support of Green Cab's application for the expansion of 33 vehicles. I have known this gentleman from the time he started with a mule and a wagon back in the old days, and he fought all the odds to make sure that they tried to get into the marketplace. You know, this is many years ago. I used to run transportation limousine services out here, and you know that I'm heavily involved in the convention business, and he's went through this evolution of trying to make sure that they keep jobs out here. When you bring in 33 more vehicles, that means that's going to be 33 jobs for somebody. And evidently, he's going to have to, you know, he's got the money to be able to bring in this type of equipment. We know that there's a market out there. Portland's starting to expand. You know, we're invested in Portland ourselves. But from a personal standpoint, I've used this company for the past, five years, not only for myself personally, but for visitors that come from out of town. One of the things that we have talked about more recently is that he's going to sort of not only upgrade his fleet, but also upgrade the appearance of all the drivers. They're all going to be uniform within a year, which is something that Portland really needs, and this is going to be the first step in trying to change our whole appearance of cab drivers in town. So I'm on record. He's in agreement, and this will be the first cab company that will step it up and give Portland a new look. So I'm in support of their application. 33 vehicles. They've been going down the same road over and over and over again. They're always going to have somebody's going to appeal. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. But when you've got somebody that wants to invest in this city and keep people working, then I say let's just try and move forward. So thank you for your time. I'm not going to read from the speech. You can tell he's just a beginner, so bear with him. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Questions? Okay. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Okay, next three, please.
Next three are Vyacheslav Karku, Steve Entler, and Kadir Wako.
Welcome.
Thank you, and hello, and my name is Vyacheslav Karku, and I'm with Portland Taxi, and one of the owners for Portland Taxi, and we're a small cab company, and we've been in existence for 25 years, and work our backs off to get here. You know, we did a lot of improvements, and just don't take my word for it. Just go online and type Portland Taxi and see what happens. And, you know, just last year, we gave out more than 8,000 phone calls to bigger companies, and with our size of our fleet, it's impossible to do anything. 26 vehicles just do not cover Portland metro area. They just don't. You know, and it's just not fair somebody just gonna come and shut us down. And thank you.
Make sure I understand what you said. There were 8,000 times last year where you got someone called and requested cab service and you were unable to provide
correct.
It, so you had
correct.
To refer it to another company?
Big companies, correct. More than 8,000 phone calls, correct.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor. I serve two positions. I'm first of all, I'm the taxi company representative.
Just put your name in the record.
Oh, Steve Entler, Radio Cab. Sorry, I'm the taxi company representative for the private for hire board, and also the general manager for Radio Cab. I'll start out by setting a few numbers straight. I heard a lot of different ones bantered around. I think Ray said something about initially we applied for 8 and then it got modified to 38, which it did, but that was because of the length of time this whole process went on. Things had changed. I also heard that somehow we got granted 38. I assure you that's not exactly what happened. It was 13. Somebody said, Steve Cavori said 38. Somebody else said 12. It was 13 was the number. Green Cab was awarded 11, I believe it was, and Portland Cab was granted 4. Those are the numbers that were the additional ones that would have actually been granted. Broadway did apply for 30 additional. They kind of left out the fact that they also own Sassy Cab, which and they applied for 13 there also. So that was 43 in total. Over that period, while I sat on the board, I never heard any data that supported the request from anybody. And this process went on the better part of 2 years. I never heard any significant argument over the applicants, that had submitted data or requests, especially my own. Never heard any argument that they weren't needed by Broadway Cab. Until evidently they're appealing it now. The anecdotal comments that were mentioned, I should mention, were primarily Broadway drivers that were making those anecdotal comments. There was nobody there from Radio Cab saying that we didn't need any additional permits, primarily their own drivers. The I won't say all, but primarily. In this process,